This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ. Repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com/contact. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also, as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestapp has written over 50 Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life, and his wife Jean is continuing on that tradition with brand new blog articles. That website address is gospel2africa.com/contact, and our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. We have links on our Facebook page to African language Bibles, so look for that on our Facebook page. That's at facebook.com/gospel2africa. We all know that blood is necessary for life, and when a person loses too much blood from a wound, he will die. I have titled this radio program Life Blood, and I will show you that in the same way as human blood keeps us alive, so the blood of Jesus Christ is necessary spiritually for our eternal salvation. In the New Testament book of Hebrews, chapter 9 and verse 22, we read, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness." The phrase, "the blood of Christ," is used several times in the New Testament and is the expression of the sacrificial death and full atoning work of Jesus on our behalf. References to the Savior's blood include the reality that He literally bled on the cross, but more significantly, that He bled and died for sinners. The blood of Christ has the power to atone for an infinite number of sins committed by an infinite number of people throughout the ages, and all whose faith rests in that blood will be saved. The reality of the blood of Christ as the means of atonement for sin has its origin in the old Mosaic law, the law of Moses. The whole of the Old Testament, every book, points toward the great sacrifice that was to come, that of the sacrificial death of Jesus giving His own life on our behalf. In the Old Testament book of Leviticus, chapter 17, verse 11, that's the Old Testament's central statement about the significance of blood in the sacrificial system. God, speaking to Moses, declares, "The life of the body is in the blood, and I have directed that you are to take blood and offer it on the altar to atone for your lives and cover your sins. It is the life flowing in the blood that atones for you and covers you." A sacrifice is defined as the offering up of something precious for a cause or a reason. Making atonement is satisfying someone or something for an offense committed. The Leviticus verse can be read more clearly now. God said, "I have given it to you, the creature's life, which is in its blood, to make atonement for yourselves, covering the offense you have committed against me." In other words, those who are covered by the blood sacrifice are set free from the consequences of sin. Of course, the Israelites did not know of Jesus, or how He would die on their behalf and then rise again. But they did believe God would be sending them a Savior. all of the many, many blood sacrifices seen throughout the Old Testament by animals were foreshadowing the true once-for-all-time sacrifice to come so that the Israelites would never forget that without the blood, there is no forgiveness. The shedding of blood is a substitutionary act. This means the blood of the animal sacrifice substituted for the life of the person. Therefore, the last part of Leviticus 17:11 could be read either, the blood makes atonement at the cost of the life, that is, the animal's life, or makes atonement in the place of the life, the sinner's life, with Jesus Christ being the one giving life through his shed blood. In the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 through 18, confirms the symbolism of blood as life and applies the Leviticus 17 verse to the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 12 in Hebrews 9 clearly states that the Old Testament blood sacrifices were temporary and only atoned for sin partially and for a short time, hence the need to repeat the sacrifices every year. But when Christ entered the most holy place, he did so to offer his own blood once for all time, making future sacrifices unnecessary. This is what Jesus meant by his dying words on the cross, "It is finished." That's in John 19:30. Never again would the blood of bulls and goats cleanse men from their sin. Only by accepting the blood of Jesus shed on the cross for the remission of sins, can we stand before God covered in the righteousness of Christ. Read more about that in 2 Corinthians 5:21. Once a year, the priest was to make an offering of the blood of animals on the altar of the temple for the sins of the people. In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness, Hebrews 9:22. But this was a blood offering that was limited in its effectiveness, which is why it had to be offered again and again. This was the foreshadowing of the once-for-all sacrifice which Jesus offered on the cross, Hebrews 7:27. Once that sacrifice of Christ was made, there was no longer a need for the blood of bulls and goats. The blood of Christ is the basis of the new covenant. That's what the New Testament means. On the night before he went to the cross, Jesus offered the cup of wine to his disciples and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." That's Luke 22:20. The pouring of the wine in the cup symbolized the blood of Christ, which would be poured out for all who would ever believe in him. When he shed his blood on the cross, he did away with the old covenant requirement for the continual sacrifices of animals. Their blood was not sufficient to cover the sins of the people, except on a temporary basis, because sin against a holy and infinite God requires a holy and infinite sacrifice. But those sacrifices are an annual reminder of sin, because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins, Hebrews 10:3. While the blood of bulls and goats were a reminder of sin, the precious blood of Christ, the life blood truly, a lamb without blemish or defect, read 1 Peter 1:19, paid in full the debt of sin that we owe to God, and we need no further sacrifices for sin. Jesus said, "It is finished," as he was dying, and he meant just that. The entire work of redemption was completed forever, having obtained eternal redemption for us, Hebrews 9:12. Not only does the blood of Christ redeem believers from sin and eternal punishment, but his blood will make our consciences pure from useless acts so we may serve the living God, Hebrews 9:14. This means that not only are we now free from having to offer sacrifices which are useless to obtain salvation, but we are free from having to rely on worthless and unproductive works of the flesh to please God. Because the blood of Christ has redeemed us, we are now new creations in Christ. Read 2 Corinthians 5:17, and by his blood we are freed from sin to serve the living God, to glorify him, and to enjoy him forever. Romans chapter 5 gives a good summary of my message on lifeblood. It reads, "Therefore, since we have been declared righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only this, but we also rejoice in sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, perhaps, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, because we have now been declared righteous by his blood, we will be saved through him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, since we have been reconciled, will we be saved by his life? Not only this, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received this reconciliation." Well, that's Romans chapter 5. Now, you must decide if you will believe in Jesus for yourself. Will you accept the blood of Jesus as payment for your sins so you can be born again and made acceptable for God in heaven? I am going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting right now, today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is slightly changed to make it easier for you to write to us over the internet. It is gospel2africa.com/contact. And that works both on your internet-enabled mobile phone and your computer. You can listen to past programs there at our internet website. And on our Facebook page, we have links to African language Bibles that you can read. You can find all that and much more at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/gospel2africa. Now again, our main website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We do enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about anything I've said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com/contact, and that is gospel2africa.com. And our Facebook page, which has African language Bible links, is facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. Ephesians 1:7 states, In Christ we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our sins according to the riches of His grace.